Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, I know I said you're not going to discuss politics, and we're not. But last week, there was a parliamentary ad hoc committee where Kate Matlala appeared. And one of the things he revealed there is that he carried money, 200,000 rand, using a Woolies bag. He even called it the money bag. Woolies didn't waste any time. They tweeted about it the same day. Yesterday, they had a campaign, fully-fledged campaign, where they had a big, big Woolies bag. And they had this lady walking around the mall, and she was carrying that. Some people then said, are you guys promoting criminality? I mean, I don't know. I think they're being dramatic a little bit. But the question I want to ask is, when brands, right, suddenly develop a personality as part of their marketing strategy, like Nando started this thing, really. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, just sell me the chicken. I don't want the joke. How do you feel about it? Do you think it works or not?
I love it.
Really?
I absolutely love it because most of the time, you know, like you were saying, politics is so serious.
Yeah.
And once you hear how, Kante, now I'm dying when I go to Woolies. Kante, people are out here getting money in Woolies bags. So
yeah.
I thought it was such a brilliant way to also just upscale themselves. It is that time where we are buying, you know, Christmas, and maybe we need a bag as big as that. You never know. I loved it. I loved everything about it.
So, you know, there's, I don't know what you guys call them here in Joburg, but you know those colorful bags that people take when they go home usually?
Yes.
Yeah, the big ones, oldish ones.
Yeah, the old ones, So what do you call them? What do you call them? Yeah.
No, it's also very derogatory, so I will not. I won't.
Okay. I see.
But
okay,
we're all on the same page.
We know the bag.
Okay. Mm. So those bags just became functional bags, and then people started using them, right?
Mm.
It's exactly the same thing with the Woolies bag. The reason why people used to call, for example, plastic bags or checkers.
Mm.
It's because they were branded, right? But then somebody would just come and be like, oh, let's check us, lap. But then you put the things in there. So I see no reason why Woolies wouldn't want to capitalize on this, right? Because part of the reason why people use a Woolies bag is because it's black. You can't see what's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else has gone with like the brown paper bag. And then others obviously still use plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But more importantly, it's because it's strong and robust.
Yeah.
So you can put like some stacks in there. And they're not going to fall through.
So we learned. Now we know.
Yep. You can literally put bricks in those bags and then we fight.
Look, I think it's durable, and I think the whole fact around marketing, you know, for Woolies is great. I mean, everyone is saying for Christmas, all I want for Christmas is a Woolies bag.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh.
So I love it. I love it when brands do that. It's quite great.
I agree with Umbali because they can't control the narrative, you know, in the courtroom.
Yeah.
People are expecting them to say something, and what better way to spin it your way in a lighter way so that you can obviously, you know, hop onto that campaign for yourself.
Mm. And so if somebody turns around and they say, guys, you're making light of a very serious situation, that's one thing. Or another one, like I said, other people are saying, guys, now you're promoting criminality. What do you make of that?
Because people will still talk. If Woolworths keeps quiet, still it would be seen as a brand associated to crime regardless.
Mm.
So why not go the other route and create the narrative for yourself?
Be like Uzi. So Uzi must come up with a burglar campaign.
100%. You might as well. It's out there. We know about it.
Oh, boy. Anyway, let us know. What are your thoughts? Whatever brands like hop onto, let's call it whatever the pop culture or the zeitgeist is at the moment. Do you feel like it works to sell the product, or is it just about brand prominence and presence?
Oh, I'm Sizwana. Ukhuluma ngekhumbule ekhaya. Le bag leyo sibiza ikhumbule ekhaya.
Oh, Sizwe. That bag, you know, the one with the stripes. The actual name, actually that bag, it comes from UK, from Saxon, UK. They call it merchant bag. I don't know, they call it merchant bag. So that name became merchant bag to another name.
Masejo, in Honeydew, how's it going?
I'm good, how are you guys?
We well, thank you.
Good, man. You know, for somebody who's in marketing industry.
Mm.
When I heard Kat saying that, I just thought, listen, Woolies must just run with it. I'm McDonald's. I'm loving it. Like, I think this is the best campaign ever. And funny enough, a week before that, there was a guy on TikTok who was saying, you know, we black people with this bag, we go to the gym with it, we put books on it, so don't tell us to throw it away. This is our bag. So I'm loving it. I think their marketing team is just on point.
Okay, well, thank you very much for that, Masego. Still got some voice notes.
Woolies is doing the right thing, capitalizing on the situation. Remember that he also capitalized on those young boys who were speaking isiZulu. And then after drinking Woolies water, they started drinking.
Water.
You know? I think that's great for brands, you know. Make the most when people are riding on a particular issue, you know. Make the most of it. Get the money. Get the bag.
Yeah. Also, marketing goes to certain segments, right? There's above-the-line marketing, there's digital marketing, below-the-line marketing. So this is just the social media marketing. I don't think it's anything serious, but they know that it's going to trend on social media and people will be talking about it, such as us doing right now.
Remember about Santam? I think they used to call it about guerrilla marketing. Nando's was the best advert. We did Zuma jokes, did Ama jokes up high and this. So guerrilla advertising should still the way. And stop taking everything serious, man. Now,
good morning. Mina ngicabanga ukuthi it depends on the brand's personality anyway. Khona abanye nje ovela ubona ukuthi baya foster and it just doesn't sit right. It's not authentic. You know, the brands who've been authentically tongue-in-cheek, like Inendo's, they can get away with it. Some brands, we've seen agencies bring us work, and it's like, actually, it's not within the taste of the particular brand. So, Mina, I think stay in your lane. If ungakhulumi wethu and you don't talk to the everyday South African, don't try and hop on a trend, because it can spin very quickly, and then it will be out, and no one will be backing you. The community won't back you, because you're not authentically supposed to even be playing there. The Woolies one, quite funny, quite catchy, but I think it should be a one-day thing, a tactic, and not try and ride on it.
The day news about the Woolies back, it's not going to be South Africans. There's going to be something. There's going to be a meme. Something about the Woolies back. I don't mind it. I think it's great. Because Nando's does it, as you said. And we look forward to Nando's saying something about such. And then, I'm curious, because Nando's is what's seen about the Woolies back, because there's always a comeback. When a brand do this, they become relatable. We have all going back to a distance from its consumers. It becomes very relatable. So I love it. I love it so much. It's a challenge. Uzi must come with the safety bugler.
That's funny.
Guys, Mara, South Africa is popular for using humor even in the wrongest way. So I don't see why brands should not hop onto this thing. We like a little laugh. We like a good laugh. For those that are saying that, hey, here we are. Come on now. We didn't even know you can carry money in the Woolies bag. Get over it. We're just finding it funny. Woolies, get your paper, poo-poo. I so guy. I'm not the little man. Sassy, enjoy and get.
Hi, Sisson team. My name is Andile, and I'm actually a marketing professional, so I really wanted to weigh in on this because it's caused quite a stir just amongst our little marketing circles. And my genuine feedback would be, you know, when you think about it theoretically, right, the answer would be no. Woolies shouldn't jump onto it because it's not aligned to their brand. It's not their tone of voice. It's not how they express themselves. It's just not in their personality to be the kind of brand that is giving commentary on pop culture or moments that are in the zeitgeist. However, I think for them to actually jump onto it, it helps them to own the narrative and drive conversation in a positive way around the bag and really just take back ownership, because it is their asset after all. And the last thing you want is for your brand asset to become something that is associated with negativity.
I think mina a company, when they produce a bag or something, in a brand yabo, in a logo yabo, they will produce those bags and then to promote their company. Ukuthi okay, nathi amabag wethu asona, simple, understand? Remember Uzi, most amachita ababoshwayo uthole bagcoke ikeeper ze uzi bathi hayi ama criminal ukuthi uzi nje mawugcoke iskeeper se uzi uthleva wena uthuthi wena you understand even those hoodies kwanthola
yeah yini vele kodwa amachita sanagcoke uzi let's be honest why is it
hi guys Mina, I love what these brands are doing. Actually, Woolies wasted time. They should have done a campaign same day, but clearly they wanted to think about it. Those Woolies bags actually come in handy. I remember I did a Europe tour, something similar to like a Contiki, but for adults. And there was a night where we had to pack an overnight bag, and I had those Woolies bags in my suitcase. I just put my clothes in there. I was like, here's my overnight bag. I won't be carrying a suitcase. Love them. Love them. The money bag. It is what it is.
I want to say a massive shout out to Woolies for taking advantage of that, but I think they should have taken it in a step further, create like a challenge on social media where people maybe can take like videos of how they, you know, think that whole transaction actually happened. But yeah, they did what they could and then we move right along. And then South Africa is generally never a serious country. Things will be serious here for 10 minutes. After that, oh my goodness, things are just gonna go south. You're gonna turn into a meme. South Africa, it's a country of people that just like to clown.
The best thing you can do for yourself, ungazoba serious, South Africa. Otherwise,
if you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.